Hello. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. It's WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. The subject today is mortality just a reconfiguring of nativity? Stay with us. I'm coming back in here to say, this is the start of the show. You want to call in 855-915-WMFO. It might not have been apparent, you know, because I'm a master of breath exercises. However, I like sprinted up the hill to get here. It's raining like crazy. I had something to do right before this. I was in East Somerville. East of Eden, as you will. East Somerville. All the same connotations. And I'm now back. I'm back in West Somerville. It's raining like crazy. I'm soaked to the bone. Soaked to the bone. Maybe that's the theme of the show today. But anyway, that's not exactly how I wanted to start, but never, no day is exactly how you got it, right? I was dreaming about how I was going to start the show because I like that drop, but it has to happen exactly at noon or else the whole thing is done, right? Whole thing is done. Anyway, That was Sanmei Heaven. I've played that before, and I think that might be... I'm going to, like, spin in, but I had another one that I was going to do, and we'll do that. Anyway, I'm going to preface this by this story. So there was there's a professor, visiting professor, over at the other school. The school, not Tufts. Not in Boston. A Cambridge school. Anyway, expert flute player. So you're sitting in on this class, and there were a bunch of students in this class that were expert composers, and they're talking about musical composition, and they're talking about, you know, the rules of musical composition, but you know, obviously the ways that you sort of subvert those rules of musical combination. Composition. So anyway, they're talking about composition, they're talking about composition. Finally, they come up with a melody that they all want to play. And so the professor picks up his flute and says, "All right, let's see if it swings. Let's see if it swings." And I think the reason why there's a lot of wisdom in that phrase is because you can have all the right rules in place. However, there's got to be something else that comes in, something that you actually are not in control of that has to come in and contribute to this working. It's got to have that pizzazz. You can do it right, but it's got to have that pizzazz. Today is about finding that pizzazz. It's about finding that swing and about finding where that is, whether or not you can control it, whether or not if it's just something that happens, how you can notice it. You can create conditions for its arrival. Maybe not control it, but set the table as you will. All right, let's do that. Also, all the music today comes from a show. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Even if you call and beg me to tell you what it is, I'm not going to tell you the show. Great. Not all of it. Actually, I lied. It's not going to be all of it. A lot of it. Some of it. Starting with this one.
am loving you more.
You have. starting over for a long time. I'm not ready for the second wave, the way you've seen.
Hey, what's up? Nate here, Fast and Loose, WMFO in Medford. 220, you heard. I just screwed up Spinatron. So if you're listening online, everything probably just disappeared. Those songs were, and I will put them back in. They were, what was it? Now I don't even know. Giants by Bare Hands, which song is awesome. 2014. Also, Last of a Kind by Neighbors. And Wait by McCowell Cronin. All three coming right at you. All three 2014ers. Great time for music. Great time to look back on and be like, well, shoot. All right. Quick story. So there's this mystic guy who lives in this neighborhood in suburbia. Okay. He's a little off. Right, but he's always sort of coming to parties and pointing things out, and there's like a real wisdom, comma madness to him. All right, and so one night, his across the street neighbor's coming home and sees him outside his house, looking around frantically underneath the streetlight. Okay, and the light's shining; it's pitch black everywhere else. And the neighbor is like, I don't want to talk to this guy, but he looks really worried. Okay, so he goes over to this old mystic, and he says, "What's going on? Are you looking for something?" And the mystic goes, "Yeah, I'm looking for my keys." All right, and so the neighbor helps him out, and they, for 30 minutes, an hour, they're walking around the street like they're looking for the keys, can't find them anywhere. Finally, the neighbor is like kind of on the point of like, all right, what is my moral obligation to this guy? And he goes, "All right, do you remember anything about him? Like, how'd you lose him? Did it just fall out of your pocket?" And he goes, "No. I dropped him over there." And he points to the dark side across the street. And he goes, "I dropped him over there, but this is where the light is." This is where the light is. You're listening to Fast and Loose.
Got no money and I wanna tie, I got it everywhere, but where do you hide it? All my debts, got them all, so I'm fly, I got it everywhere.
Hey, cutting back in here to tell you that, did I even log that? No, we're all over the place, all over the place. All right, hey, Dead Clever, No Money 2021, you're welcome. Coming in with a modern track. Then Big Data Dangerous, that's Joywave is involved in that. I don't know how, but they are. And then Radiohead, Bangers and Mash, you know that one, come on. You listen to this song, you listen to this show enough, you know that I'm contractually obligated every three shows to play some Radiohead. That was the basis of friendships in college, was just like mutual love of Radiohead. I don't know if there's a band like that that's out now that's the same thing, where you would be sitting in orientation and you'd look at the person next to you. This actually happened to me. This is how I became friends with my friend Aaron, who I haven't talked to in 10 years. Anyway, we were friends at one point, and this was the basis of it. I looked over to him and I go, "Hey man, you like Radiohead?" And he said, "Yes." And then we were friends all of freshman year. And then, as happens, you just never talk to each other again. But there it is. Thanks. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Tom. All right. We've been all over the place. I do have to kind of come down here and tell you this PSA. So listen up. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. I don't like this part of it, but I do have to say it. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Store some food and share it. That's maybe how it should sort of end. Be like, hey, you know, prepare for your neighbor. We're all in this together. And there's a certain, what would we say? A certain ignorance, a certain confusion, a certain doubt about who we are and what we are doing here. Enough so that you should be extending really an unlimited amount of grace to the people around you. And that includes storing some stuff up. I do say this. I got a bin. It's my emergency preparedness bin. I had it when I was living in Texas for hurricanes. Now I have it here for winter storms. 100% last year when we got those 2 feet, I had that thing. I had a little thing that I filled up with water. I had the radio going. I had all of my, the canned goods ready to go, extra batteries, flashlights, the whole deal. Just set it up, put it in your crawl space, forget about it. And then when you pull that thing out, it is, I cannot tell you how great it is to have that thing just like ready to roll. It's great. So that's my PSA to you is just like have that ready to roll. Cause it's that time. It's raining now, but it could easily be snow in the future. Or as my friend who's a monk said, where he's from, it's like almost winter all the time, which is pretty cool. Not really. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's pretty cool as in the like, oh yeah, here I am saying that winter is cool because I have like lived in heated homes my entire life, but more so that, a really different environment produced to this person that I have a lot of respect for. It's more of like that. All right, back at it.
Sitting here in an empty room, There's nothing left, not even you. It's not your fault, you were always right. We were never there, but love is blind. 'Cause my cut-up house, I gave it up for love. The bars, clubs, yachts, I gave it up for love. Everything I give up for.
question that's been haunting me my whole life. There's a world outside my window I can barely even hear. And I want to tell myself as I am straightening my bow tie. How could I look so perfect on the screen and so awful in the mirror? Trying to feel the fire without really knowing why. Trying to feed the fire while hoping that it dies. Trying to feed the fire without really knowing why. Trying to feed the fire while hoping that it dies.
Oh yeah, I like that. I like how Dawes kind of cleans that song up with like a slowdown of the record. That's great. That is great. And then you come right in here to Wayward Bob by Bonobo, which is backing track for like all of this stuff. So if you're wondering what these cool beats are, it's always the same, and it's always the same album. Like it's always the same like self-titled Bonobo album. All right, help me think through something here. Hang with me for just 1 second. All right, here's how you change. This is how a person changes, or a person attains enlightenment. I teased this like 3 or 4 other times. All right, first thing, encounter. All right, you have some sort of encounter that screws up your worldview, right? Once you sort of register the fact that there are these inconsistencies in the world, or that you have this ignorance of something, right? Once that becomes apparent, once your ignorance becomes apparent, that is your encounter with this sort of unknown, with the, whatever, the abyss, whatever you want to call that, right? And that thing that you encounter, there's a lot of names for it. You can call it God. You can call it the true and the real. You can call it this state of like naturalness. You can call it, I don't know, the fifth dimension, the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, fifth, seventh, seventh dimension, right? Now you have that encounter. Now you have sort of, you can't see the thing itself, right? You cannot look into the face of God, but you can sort of see the implications of what God has done in the world, right? So you come face to face with that. Then not becoming face to face with, because again, I reiterate, can't come face to face with God. However, coming face to face with that sort of effect, the traces that are left on this world, then you transform, right? You experience the transformation, a reforming, a reformatting, right? You could say there's terms like born again, right? There's no going back though, right? There's no going back to your pre-self, your pre-non-recognized self, right? And then after that transformation, now you're trying to live with this knowledge and the knowledge that you had before, which was kind of like, man, I suck, right? And so that cohabitation, you dwell in that cohabitation forever. That, I think, is the outline. Thank you to Professor Hollacy, making this a little bit more apparent than it's been in times gone by. Interested in this stuff? Big time shout out to Moral Anthropology and the Registers of Imperfection. It is helping me understand what I am trying to do here, and especially too, as someone who is a Christian, trying to understand what I am trying to do here. The songs I played: For Love, Ruby by Charlie Bliss, Feed the Fire by Dawes. It's Flyless, For Love, that's kind of a tongue-in-cheek song. I'll give up anything for love, and then names a bunch of things that they won't, and these things are terrible things. Sort of like the objectification and all that kind of thing. So anyway, nice little tongue-in-cheek there. Hopefully that's not the song you came in on. And then Charlie Bliss song Ruby about Ruby is their therapist, gone to see Ruby. And then Feed the Fire, which again, just you kind of just live in the pocket of that song. So a couple more tracks, 12:51. We got 8.5 minutes of this show left. I hope you stay for all 8.5 of them. Thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts FM Radio. Old one coming up.
Kissing the wind through my window screen. The restlessness calls, says that I
All right, I got to come back in here to say that we, this is going to be it. Right, I got one more, but it's kind of long, so I'm just going to have to, like, play it in. But thanks for listening. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. Thank you to everybody who listened today, everybody who listened online. And anyway, why do this? Why think about stuff and listen to music? Because you should expect to be transformed every day. There should be an expectation of transformation. And the days that I expect not to be transformed are the days that I shouldn't have even gotten out of bed that day. All right? Every day is an opportunity for transformation. And that is why it's what keeps me kind of getting in here into this information and into the weeds on how these things happen, the phenomenology of existence, subjectivity, relativity, relationality, agency, something else, that other thing that acts on us that we have names for. Big time. All right. Here it is, the last song. Thank you for listening. And stick around for the show that's on next, which I think is the show that's on next is coming up next. You knew that. See ya.
You keep me hanging on a thin line, waiting for the good times, but I can't afford time. I'm young and rich and stupid, easy prey for Cupid, easy dirty money. Making dollars out of jewel pods, running from a real job. Luckily I'm lucky, tonight you're looking lovely, so I guess I'm wondering. Cause the earthquakes feel like a massage break. Every day's a beach day. My life is like a vacay, Margarita Monday. Baby, be my next prey. I'll make you make me chocolate pancakes. Kiss me on my dumb face. Could it be I'm your taste? Have you seen what hides on my